We are learning Daf Zayin Amud Aleph and Erechin, starting from Mesvei. The Gemara before brought down a machlokes in our Mishnah, if someone's ox or anything, he's mazik, he himself is mazik, and then he's convicted to die. So, and before he went, got a verdict in the Gemara Din about the damages. So it's machlokes. According to Tanakama, you don't have to pay. According to Rabbi Yosi, you do have to pay. And the machlokes is maybe if a milva apeh, the descendants have to pay or not. Or if a milva aksuva vishtar is, a milva aksuva taira is kikosu vishtar domya. The machlokes is if descendants have to pay a chiv that the father had before he went to Gemara Din, it was just a chiv he damaged, if the descendants have to pay for those damages. So Gemara's going to ask a kasha on that. Meisvei, learned in the Braisa, choy for bar b'shisharabim, someone is digging a bar b'shisharabim, which is not allowed, v'nafal alav shar, and a shar came walking down the street, a shar is allowed to walk down the street, v'hargoy, and the shar killed the person making the bar, making the pit, digging the pit. He landed on the person inside the pit. Potter, the owner of the shar is potter. Not only is the owner of the shar potter, hashar, if the shar dies, if the axe dies, yorshei balabar chayav l'shalim. The descendants of the balabar have to pay for the shar. Shemes hashar, yorshei balabar chayav l'shalim demei shar labaylav. They have to pay the cost of the shar to the owner. So what's the cash? You see over here that even though there was no gemara din, still the descendants have to pay for the damages that the father caused to the shar. And here it's a Stam Mishnah, and our Stam Mishnah says, you're potter, only Rav Yosi said the chayiv. So it's a kasha, Stam Mishnah on Stam Mishnah. Amrav Ilam Arav, Kasham Avedin. The case is that the person digging the bar, he was Am Avedin, he went to Bezdin, and Bezdin issued a verdict, that is chayiv, before he died, and therefore it's like it's ksuva v'shtar domya, and the descendants have to pay. It sounds like the shar killed him instantly. So how do you have amada b'din? He didn't kill him instantly. It hurt him enough to make him into a treifa, and then he died. So, and they had a gemara din, and then he died. So here the yarshim have to pay because it's gemara din. There was not a kasha on our Mishnah. Right, the Gemara of Amrav Nachman, that Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Tani Chaga, we learned in a Braisa to explain this Braisa of the case with the pit, that the case was Mace the Kavroi. The shar landed on him and killed him and buried him at the same time. Because while the shar was falling into the pit, it knocked off a piece of the earth and buried him. So you see, he died instantly. So how can you say it was Amrav Adin? So it's still Shver. And for the Gemara, you know what the case was? That the Bezdin was standing right next to the bar, and the shar fell on the person, killing the shar. They were machayiv the person digging the bar, and then he died. So you had a gemar din right now, before he died, and therefore the descendants have to pay. And therefore it's not a kasha on our Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan, learn to the Braisa. Yoytzi lehoreg, someone's going out, being let out to kill, and he did a avera, and they bring a chatas for him. So, mezin alav medam chatas medam ashamay. In the Beis Mikdash, they could be makir of his chatas, the spritz his dam for his chatas and for his asham. So that's only if he had a chait from before he was convicted lemisa. But chata va'isa shah, but if he did a chait after he was convicted lemisa, on the way to being led to his death, he did a chait. In his kakun law, you don't wait till he brings a chatas. My timer. When someone's dead already, he can't bring a chatas. He has to be alive. So you don't wait and leave him alive so they can bring a chatas for him. My time, we don't prolong his din. Once we say he has to die, we don't like keeping him in suspense. We kill him right away because it's very painful to know he's going to die. If we kill him right away, we don't wait, give him enough time to bring a carbon, or someone's bringing a carbon for him. Even when the chait was before, the sin he committed was before he was convicted of Misa, it says that while he's being led to death, they'll bring his carbon for him. What do you mean? It's also prolonging his wait for Misa. Why then do you bring the carbon? And for the Gemara, his carbon was shechted already at that time, so therefore all you need is Rika, that will wait already. That takes a second. So Malkin writes diak. Aval ein zivche zivuach my loy. If there's no carbon shechted, even though the chet was from before, the sin he committed was before, you still won't bring a carbon. At a tani chot avoyis shoyin is kakaloy. It's mash medafka is either a chet then that you don't bring a carbon. Liflay was the day. Let us be mechalik. In the same case, medvar murim shoyin zivche zivuach by the shah. When do we bring a carbon if already was geshachten? Already shechted the carbon. Ein zivche zivuach loy. But if it wasn't shocked, then not. That's what it's telling you, how long it takes. Not if he did when he did the chait. So the Gemara, you're right. Medvar Murim, when do we say that you continue being mazir adam, you spritz the dam for him for his carbon? The carbon was shechted already at that time. Avein zivchei zivuach, it was not shechted at that time. Na'aseh kemi shechot av oisei shah, ein neskakon loy. It's like he was chayte right now, and they don't even start anything. So that means, Lamaisa, it's nothing to do with when he did the chait. It has to do with they started bringing the carbon. They started bringing the carbon already, just didn't spritz the dam yet. So they'll continue spritzing the dam now, and let them wait a few extra seconds. But if they didn't bring the carbon yet, they're not going to wait and be ma'anez adin by making a shechita and bringing the carbon. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Ha'isha shiyotza lihareg. Ha'isha committed a aveira that makes her chayiv misa. And she's going out to be killed, and she's pregnant. You don't wait till she gives birth. We kill her and the unborn baby. But if she's already sitting on the table that she gives birth on, the birthing table, because once the baby starts coming out, so then it's like a little bit of a leda by itself, it's a little bit of a birth by itself, and therefore it is considered a baby a little bit. And then why should you kill another soul? You only kill the mother, not the baby. When the baby's part of the mother, so then it's guf echad. But when it comes out already, when it starts coming out, it's like a new guf, and you don't kill the baby. You let her give birth. Another halacha, isha shenaraga, isha gets killed, v'misas bezdin, nena mitzairi. Let her be nena from her here. We'll see what that means. In the Gemara, on Beis, behema shenaraga, asur b'ana. A behemoth gets killed, you're not allowed to be, you're not allowed to have hana'ah, you're not allowed to have any pleasure, any benefit from the behemoth. So, Dr. Maravakta, Pshita, that you don't wait, gufihi, she's one guf. So, of course, you don't wait, you kill her with the baby. And for the Gemara, it's her. Sagan, it says that if someone, let's say someone damages the isha, you know, hurts a woman. And the Uber gets killed. So the halacha is you pay the money through Uber to the husband. So since we say the halacha belongs to the Baal, maybe here, if you want to kill the Isha, you have to ask permission from the Baal. You can't kill the husband didn't do anything wrong, so why are you allowing the Isha to be killed where her babies belongs to the husband? But lifts the we shouldn't make the husband lose out on his babies. Kamash Vallon, that you killed the Isha with her babies. Maybe Taki should not kill the baby. I'm Rav Avo, I'm Rav Yechonah, I'm Akro, Mesu Gam Shneim, L'Rabbi Savlad. The Pasuk says Mesu Gam Shneim, and right now we think the Drosh is, because it says Mesu, Losh Rabbim. They were talking about a Noyef and an Ephes, two people sin together, the Mezana, they're both Chayim Misa, and this is Gam Shneim. What's it coming to Marbe? L'Rabbi Savlad, the Marbe Savlad, the unborn baby in the Isha. So that's a Ribui, that's where we know Yechai, that baby gets killed also. You need to make a shnei for a different drasha. That the halacha is they both have to be gedolim. They both have to be the same in order for each of them to be chayiv to be chayiv oinish. That's what Rashi learns. They both have to be gedolim in order to be chayiv oinishim. Seems that possible. Rabbi Yeshaya. That's Rabbi Yeshaya's halacha. And for the Gemara, kikarminon our drasha for the baby is megam. For lashon gam, they teach us that even the baby is killed. That's halacha in the Reish of the Mishnah. Next part, Mr. said, Yoshvala Masbar, you're sitting on the birthing table. There, you don't kill a baby. My time, it came into Akar Gufa Achinehu. Once it starts coming out, consider a different guf. Sakta Gemara Vaita. Amrav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Ha'isha ha'yotzei lahareg. A isha that we're going out to kill and she's pregnant. Halacha is that we kill the baby also. What do we do? Makan o'isa keneged be'seroi. Before they kill her, they hit her, keneged her stomach where the baby is. Because she's yomas ha'vlad tchilas. Kadesh ha'vlad to die first. Why? Because if she dies, and then she gives the baby's gonna die after her, and the baby will like come out and it'll be a very bloody scene, and it won't be a nice covered scene for her. It'll be a maneuver for her, for the mother. So therefore, she shouldn't come to this nivel. We kill the baby first while it's in the mother's stomach. Kadesh lo tavu de nivel. Lememra. If Zavuin is Gemara, who dies first? When Aisha dies, who dies first? The he called Maomesa, she dies first, Bereisha, before the baby. Break the Gemara, but I'll show you it's not true that the baby dies first. So Kaimelod of Ladma is Bereisha. I'll show you from a Mishnah that when a lady dies with a baby inside, the Vlad dies first, the Tanan. It says in the Mishnah, Tinuk ben Yoime, a 1-day-old child that's born already. Noichel umanchel. What does that mean? Noichel umanchel. Amar Rav Sheshes, Noichel minichseim. The 1-day-old, 1-day-old child that his mother died, he is Yerush's mother, and he can pass it on to his family, which goes to his father's family. Lahanchel achem na'av. Because who's Yerush a brother? Brothers from the father. And he could be Yerush's mother and take from his mother's family, or 1-day-old baby could take possessions from his mother's family and pass it on to his father's family. By him being 1-day-old and then dying right afterwards, and the mother died right before, so he could take the mother, Noichel Mechseim, Lahankel Achim and Av. When Smash was Mishnah, Dafka Ben Yoim Echad, Ava Ubar Loi. But if it was not born, then the Ubar would not be Yerush. Why not? Domayis Vereisha, because it dies before the mother. So he never has a chance to be Yerush from the mother. Veina Ben Yerush is Imar Bekever. And the son can be Yerush, the mother, while it's dead. Lahankel Achim and Av. So what do you see from here? You see from here that who dies first? The Uber dies first. The fetus dies first. The baby dies first before the mother. So how can we say by Mrs. Besdin that the baby's going to die afterwards, come out and die afterwards? And for the Gemara, Hanim Ligabe Misa, by a natural death, Aidi the Vlad Zutra, Chiyusa, since the Vlad has very little, has less, you know, Chiyus in it than the mother, Aila Tipa the Malcham Aves, when the Malcham Aves puts in a poison to kill them, so Mechatlo Samanim, he dies first because he's weaker. Avanerga, but when he gets killed by another person, it's not a natural death, it's an unnatural death, then he may Sibereisha. The mother could die first before the child. For anything about what we said that by Amalacham Aves, that the child dies first. Vahava Uvdo Pirchis Atlas Pirchusi. I have a story where the mother died naturally and the child was moving around like 3 different times. And the Gemara is not right. Just like a tail, you cut off a tail of a lizard, the tail will jump around a little bit. Doesn't mean it's alive. It's just a certain reflex of after death. It's not a raya that it's still alive. So the Gemara Vayta. The next Gemara Vayta is very negeya halacha l'maiso l'gavi Shabbos. Om Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Isha shiyosh v'ala mashber. A lady is sitting on the birthing table waiting till she dies for Shabbos. So now we have, but the baby did not die. The Uber did not die. Mavien Sakin. Of course, we see it's possible that the Uber should not die. So look at this case. Mesa Vashabis. Mavien Sakin, bring a knife, Makaran is crazy, open up a stomach, and with sinus of Lad, take out the Vlad. Zak Demara Pshita. Of course, Lad do that. My Ovid, which are they doing by cutting up the mother? Mechata Gavasu. The mother is dead. When once the woman's dead, it's not instead of cut up meat, it's like cutting a piece of meat. The chiddush is they allowed to bring a knife, allowed to carry a knife, which is Issa Itzah, through a Shusharabim to go save this Uber. That's the chiddush. What's the chiddush? You're not sure if the baby's going to live. You're allowed to do Mechil Shabbos with Safik? We know about that. Tanina, it's a first Mishnah. Mishnah of Mapilus, if a house collapsed, the earthquake, you're not sure if there's a person there or he's not there. You're not sure if he's still alive or if he's dead. You're not sure if it's a non-Jew or a Jew. You let it dig up the whole pile of rubble on Shabbos. So what do you see? Dig up a pile of rubble. Even you're not sure if the person's there, if it's a Yid or not. So here also, what's the chiddush? There, whoever's in there was once alive, for sure. He's never alive. So Mikaro, he never had a chesk chiyusa. Never was for sure alive before. Maybe there should not be any din. You let him mechal Shabbos. Hey, let him mechal Shabbos. So what comes up in this Gemara is they let him mechal Shabbos for the Uber itself. Even though the mother is dead, you let him mechal Shabbos for Uber, even though it wasn't born yet. And the big machlokes for showing him. If you're allowed to do this or not, because while an Uber is in the mother's stomach, it's not really called a nefesh yet 100%. But and it's a machlokes if it's a kol nefesh mid the raisa or the rabbana. But this gemara stands clearly that you let him mechal Shabbos, and it's a riot that you let him mechal Shabbos. The Ramban says even if you now mechal Shabbos for Uber, here it's different since the mother died, so it's more independent. It's called a life of its own. Then the kuli alma you can mechal Shabbos. But maybe if the mother's alive, you cannot be mechal Shabbos for a Uber. And that's the machlokes the Ramban. Lamaisa we paskin you could be mechal Shabbos even for a Uber. Even for Uber, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. That means if the mother's not in danger and the Uber is in danger, you will be able to be Mechal Shabbos, according to most Rishonim.